Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who was the star on Saturday night. It's Tate Keener. Tate, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good being here.
How fun was Saturday night? You make your double-A debut, go six innings. The offense supports you with a ton of runs. How'd it feel good?
Yeah, it's a great feeling when you give up a crooked number in the first and offense has your back. Everyone's giving you high fives, cheering you back on to get back out there and throw some zeros. But, yeah, a lot of fun.
How much did that help take the nerves off making your double-A debut? It's just your first full professional season already in double-A. That has to take the pressure off a little bit seeing your guys get you 8 runs in the bottom of that first inning.
Oh, it helps a lot. It takes the game, slows it down a little bit, allows you to throw yourself in the zone and not worry about giving up leads or anything like that. You can just let yourself work, let the defense work behind you, and got a good defense, so it's easy to let them take some ground balls.
And again, it's your first full professional season. This time last year, you were just starting your professional career, drafted out of Louisville. How crazy has this ride been in 2024, making it up double-A?
Yeah, it's going quick. I mean, it felt like I was just in spring training, but Wisconsin was a great place for me. A lot of family got out to games, so it was an easy, nice way to ease into it. But it's definitely a big change over the course of a couple months here, but very exciting.
What's it been like for you? Because really since May 1st, your numbers have shot up across the board. The ERA below 2 in Wisconsin, just a terrific end to your time there. What really clicked over about the past 2-3 months for you up in high A?
It was just getting to know the game a little bit more. It's a little different than in college. Josh Spence helped me out a lot, eased the nerves early on. I was kind of putting myself into bad situations. So listening to him a bunch, listening to a bunch of the other guys, it was just – got to a point where it was fun to go out there and, you know, just compete once a week. And yeah, also we're on a team that just didn't lose, so that helped a lot.
Yeah, how much fun was that being on a Timber Rattler team that, you said it, just didn't really ever lose in the first half and got the first half title in the Midwest League?
It was pretty crazy. We'd throughout the week you'd have a couple games where it's like other team didn't have a chance, but then there's those couple games where you lose the lead in the eighth and you just in the back of your head, you knew we were going to get the lead back. So it was never hard to show up the next day after some of those fun wins.
You're around a lot of guys here in Biloxi, too, that you were teammates with in Wisconsin, whether it's Brett Witrowski, Dylan O'Ray, Casey Hunt, who just joined the team, Ben Metzinger as well. What's it like being around those guys to help get comfortable here at the AA level?
It makes it a lot easier knowing the guys, help you ease into it. But, I mean, a year ago, you show up to the complex and you got – you're just kind of thrown into the mix. You have no idea what to expect. And it's fun coming up with those guys because you're all experiencing it together and you're all learning new things at the same time.
And not only are you adjusting to pro ball, but you're also adjusting to being a full-time starter. You made just 14 starts in 4 years at Louisville. What has that transition been like from bullpen arm in college to starter here in pro ball?
The Brewers do a good job with it. They help you kind of learn the ins and outs, try to find a routine that fits you. And at the end of the day, it's an easier way to go about a week because you know what you're doing every day when you show up. You get your stuff done, and then you try to support the team best as possible. But it's a little different just once a week. Sometimes you got to spend a week with a bad taste in your mouth, but that just makes it easier to go out there and have some drive for the next week.
Yeah, what's that like between starts? Because that's a big thing. A reliever, you kind of never know where you're going in. You're always locked in down at the bullpen. Here in AA, you know you're pitching once every week or once every 5 days. You have a lot of downtime outside of that.
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful, I'd say. In college, you'd have to show up every day knowing there's a chance you're throwing, and you'd have to do absolutely everything every day to be ready. And here, you know what days to go out in the weight room and get it done. You know what days to get in the training room, and everything's scheduled out, so it's a lot easier on the brain to show up every day.
One of the big things, too, is in college, you're playing 3 games on the weekends, 1 game during the week. How much do you enjoy playing 6 out of 7 days every single week? And you don't have to go to class on top of it.
Yeah. What else could you ask for? And you're just playing ball for a living. It's a lot of fun.
You also get to be teammates once again with your former Louisville Cardinal teammate in Ben Metzinger here in AA. How incredible has that opportunity been for you guys to play with each other again? Because I know your teammates in Wisconsin earlier this year.
It's great. And even in the offseason, we found a place together to live, and we work out all offseason together. So it's a lot of fun. He's my best friend, so it's easy to grab him during catch play, play some catch with him, and just pick his brain because he knows me more than any of these other guys. So it's easy to ask him questions, see what he's thinking.
How much has that helped too? Because he's been in AA about a month or two longer than you to just help assimilate to the level. And you see these teams so many times here in the Southern League anyways. He's seen the hitters that you're going to face a couple of times as well.
It's great because he knows the ins and outs by now. And there's obviously some differences between levels. So you don't know some things if it's okay, some things if it's not. So you just got to learn that. And he's helped me along the way, and it's been a fun week.
Six innings in your debut also doesn't help in a bad way either.
No, not at all.
Tate, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and Biscuits coming up next.